Hi, Ed Burdett here, the creator of One Year Bible Podcast. I want to tell you of an opportunity to dig deeply into the scriptures. Every Friday at noon, we offer a live group devotional called REAP. REAP stands for Read, Examine, Apply, Pray. If you are listening through the Bible in a year, this is a great way to process and meditate on scripture as we are reading through. Each week, we choose a section of the Friday reading to study together. This live devotional allows us to experience more of God's word and work on a weekly basis. To sign up, send me a note through oneyearbiblepodcast.com by clicking the link that says Contact. Thanks for listening, and now for today's reading. Today's reading begins in Joshua chapter 15, starting in verse 1. The lot for the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families, was to the border of Edom, even to the wilderness of Zin southward, at the uttermost part of the south. Their south border was from the uttermost part of the Salt Sea, from the bay that looked southward, and it went out southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and passed along by Hezron, went up to Adar, and turned towards Karkah, and it passed along to Asmon, went out at the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your south border. The east border was the Salt Sea, even to the end of the Jordan. The border of the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the end of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hoglah, and passed along by the north of Beth Arabah, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. The border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking towards Gilgal, that faces the ascent of Adumim, which is on the south side of the river. The border passed along to the waters of En Shemesh, and ended at En Rogel. The border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the side of the Jebusite, also called Jerusalem, southward, and the border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the farthest part of the valley of Rephaim northward. The border extended from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border extended to Bala, also called Kiriath-Jearim, and the border turned about from Bala westward to Mount Seir, and passed along to the side of Mount Jearim, also called Chesalon, on the north, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed along by Timnah, and the border went out to the side of Ekron northward, and the border extended to Shikaron, and passed along to Mount Bala, and went out at Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. The west border was to the shore of the Great Sea. This is the border of the children of Judah, according to their families. He gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion amongst the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even Kiriath Arba, named after the father of Anak, also called Hebron. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. He went up against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir before was Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "He who strikes Kiriath Sefer and takes it, to him I will give Aksa my daughter as wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksa his daughter as wife. When she came, she had him ask her father for a field. She got off her donkey, and Caleb said, "What do you want?" She said, "Give me a blessing. Because you have set me in the land of the south, give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The farthest cities of the tribe of the children of Judah towards the border of Edom in the south were Kabzeel, Ader, Jagger, Kinna, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Baaloth, Hazor Hadatah, Kiriath Hezron, also called Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazor Gadah, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Bala, Ayim, Azim, Eltalad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebeoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. In the lowland, Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enem, Jarmuth, Aduam, Soko, Azekah, Sharim, Adathaim and Gedera, or Gederathaim, 14 cities with their villages, Zanin, Hadashah, Migdal-Gad, Delien, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamam, Chitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, Nama, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Kela, Akzib, and Marsha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and its villages, and from Ekron even to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the brook of Egypt, and the great sea with its coastline, in the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soka, Dana, Kiriath Sana, which is Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Areb, Duma, Ishan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Aphika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdeam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timna, 10 cities with their villages, Halhul, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Maareth, Beth-Anath, and El-Tekan, 6 cities with their villages, Kiriath-Baal, also called Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth-Arabah, Midin, Sekakah, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En-Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah couldn't drive them out, but the Jebusites live with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, starting in verse 18. A certain ruler asked him, that is Jesus, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God. You know the commandments, don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't give false testimony, honor your father and your mother." He said, "I have observed all these things from my youth up." When Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was very rich. Jesus, seeing that he became very sad, said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into God's kingdom. For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into God's kingdom." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Peter said, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." He said to them, "Most certainly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for God's kingdom's sake who will not receive many times more in this time and in the world to come eternal life." He took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be completed. For he will be delivered up to the Gentiles, will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will scourge and kill him. On the third day he will rise again." They understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they didn't understand the things that were said. As he came near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road, begging. Hearing a multitude going by, he asked what this meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He cried out, "Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him, that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "You son of David, have mercy on me." Standing still, Jesus commanded him to be brought to him. When he had come near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Lord, that I may see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. All the people, when they saw it, praised God. Psalm 86, beginning in verse 1. "Hear, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am godly. You, my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to the soul of your servant, for to you, Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good, and ready to forgive, abundant in loving kindness to all those who call on you. Hear, Lord, my prayer. Listen to the voice of my petitions. In the day of my trouble, I will call on you, for you will answer me. There is no one like you amongst the gods, Lord, nor any deeds like your deeds. All nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You are God alone. Teach me your way, Lord. I will walk in your truth. Make my heart undivided to fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forevermore. For your loving kindness is great towards me. You have delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol. God, the proud have risen up against me. A company of violent men have sought after my soul, and they don't hold regard for you before them. But you, Lord, are a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the son of your servant. Show me a sign of your goodness, that those who hate me may see it and be shamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Proverbs chapter 13, beginning in verse 9. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is with people who take advice.